If you missed it live, catch the broadcast on kaya959.co.za.
Now, we've got a referendum going on.
Mm-hmm.
And the votes are overwhelmingly.
Good morning, sis. Yes, let's talk about Peggy Kleven. Does he want to eat this order?
I say yes. Let's talk about it.
Morning, Sizwe and the team. I'm saying yes, 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 yes. Peggy Kele. All day, every day. Yes, yes, yes.
Yes, oh yes, please. As Kulumengondosi.
It's a yes. It's a yes from me.
You see, I'm a benevolent dictator.
First things first.
And so it shall be. Yesterday, Peggy Kele attended the Parliamentary Ad Hoc Committee. And yay. Mina, I was surprised because this was a testimony unlike any other, right? I was shocked when they asked him if he knew Vusiket Matlala, and listen to this.
But you know Kat Matlala?
Very well.
Ow! Out the gate! I was like, yay. So when are you talking? So when am I feeling? And the entire day was that. This man was not spilling beans. He was emptying the entire can. Cool on the floor. Hey? Baked beans, even. Hot. A lot of things were said yesterday, so we can't discuss all of them. But there's two things that I wondered about. He says he met Kat last year in December. Last year in December, Bakeley was not in government. Mm-hmm. Last year in December, Bakeley was a civilian, just like you and I. He then goes on to say he even called the president after that to set up a meeting between him and Senzo Mkhunu because he wanted to find out why they wanted to disband the political killings task force team. A mere citizen, just like me and you. That's the first thing. Secondly, he then spoke about other associations. He said he meets with anybody, even if that person may be a criminal. Because obviously, at the time, he wasn't security, it made sense. He even spoke about going to the funeral Kamswati. And the people that were at that funeral, for example, were Julius Malema, Frile Mbalula. I think they even spoke at the funeral. Mswati obviously got murdered in Pretoria. There are links to some of what's going on right now, even though they haven't been proven. But if you're in Sosha, you know about Mswati. Peitele said about that funeral, and I quote, "There were more guns there than flowers."
Guns and roses.
Yabon. You've got to ask yourself, how do you feel about our politicians? Because not just politicians. A politician maybe is something like Floyd, Selekaya nje, with the political party. These are lawmakers in parliament. Oh, Floyd, you follow me? Floyd, come on, man. The guy is busy sending tweets there, getting one retweet. It's nothing. You know what I mean? It's nothing. I'm talking about lawmakers, Mina. People in parliament. How do you feel about them associating with known criminals?
You know, we were having this conversation. And personally, I think if you're a politician, but not necessarily... How do I put it? Mali, help me.
Well, I was thinking, Sizwe, when it comes to, you know, association between politicians and criminals, I think I have an issue more when it's a police minister that has some sort of relationship. Because we all know someone from somewhere. We all grew up with certain people. We may know them. But a police minister having an association with criminals, for me, is a big thing.
But the same thing with the lawmaker. The person is supposed to legislate so that they can root the society of criminality.
But at the same time, one could argue that having close associations sometimes helps them get
insight.
Yes, insight as to what it is that happens, how this world functions. Because I'd like to believe that world does not function like a day-to-day, like you and I's everyday life, right? So you sort of get some sort of insight when you are associated. Yes, I'm not saying be buddy buddies. That I think that's where.
But these are buddy buddies.
That's
if I'm speaking at your funeral, I am your buddy buddy.
That's what I'm saying. That's where I kind of draw the line. But if you have some sort of an association that then gains you insight into how that world works, I would see nothing wrong with that. Because Umbali says, we all know a criminal somewhere, somehow.
Mm. Okay. I mean, speak for yourselves. I don't.
I also don't.
So, hey, guys. Please, she says she knows a criminal.
But can I just add there, because it's also not just a friendship that you know this person. It's more of an influence. And you know, with influence in the wrong hands, you can reshape, you quietly reshape things.
I don't see how you can't look at this as a conflict of interest. In fact, General Mkhwanazi himself even said, a cop cannot have a relationship with a criminal. He was right. Because, okay, if this person is your friend, at some point, there will come a conflict where you have to act against their best interest or they act against yours.
True.
How do you feel about this? Give us a shout. So here's the thing, right? When General Mkhwanazi appeared on TV and held a press conference, we spoke about procedure. I'm sure you'll remember. Sometimes, in fact, all times, I believe it's always important to keep procedure in mind, even when you are correct, right? So substantively, you may have a point, but procedurally, you go about it the wrong way. If you're an advocate, advocates know how to behave, otherwise you get disbarred. He knew this going into it, and so how he went about it, unfortunately, the system beat him. So, hey, like I said, you may be correct substantively, but procedurally, you go about it the wrong way.
I think, you know, in this country, the problem that we have politicians, lawmakers, who loves money more than anything. It doesn't matter where the money comes from. As long as there's money, you'll find them there. Because they've stolen so much of the country's money that they're not even satisfied. They still want the money that the criminals have. So, honestly, we are in a banana republic.
Eish.
I mean, I'd like to tackle the first question, Uthi, ungenapi, because he was a normal citizen. Bekicele can never be a normal citizen like just me, for an example. He's a former minister. And by virtue of that, he has access to things that we don't. He has access to contacts that we don't. He can call the president, of course, because of the network that he has created for himself. So I don't think he can be a normal citizen. Let's just start there. He's the former minister. So yeah, that explains why he would want to set up a meeting on the virtue that he is the former minister of police.
I'm glad you say that. I want to remind you now of things that took part and took place in this country around about 12, 13 years ago, where we are told that the Guptas were appointing ministers, but they weren't part of government. Nathi Nigelapo, just remind me. What did you say there? Exactly. Because that's not how government ought to work. Elected officials that get elected by us are the ones that are supposed to dictate policy, not citizens.
But it feels like hold my beer. I have a way you pay easy food.
Umuntu who was diagnosed of terminal cancer, but you've got 2 weeks to live.
Singing like a canary.
Bruh. The
problem with our politicians, influence. They like to be associated with the opulent. Unfortunately, we don't have, because of the history of the country, we don't have too many historical rich people surrounding us, particularly black people. So
le opulence le abayisikhayo abayitholayo bayithola through criminality and then base ba associate na with the knowledge ukuthi mababuza nje bazoyiphikela noma bathi bibe ngazi kodwa bazokwazi.
Yeah, we've spoken about that as well. Even if you look at donations, right? There are some people that possibly could donate to the ANC. To the tune where the DA gets, you know, the DA is getting 35 million per quarter, right? The problem is, now you're going to get investigated. Now you're bringing heat on yourself, right? And as you say, historically, black people are relatively new to money. You see? Mm. And so you just don't want that kind of a complication. I don't know, Rolls Royce Spectre. 17 million rand car. You'll just see him. Rolls Royce Spectre. You'll ask a question.
Young Bizeli NPA.
Injalo.
I'm a politician. 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 I'm a criminals. Then they say, Kala, Kala, Gutala, you check. Put them a series and no good exposure is intelligence of a politician in KBM. For instance, example, the godfather of Harlem, Pampi Johnson, is KBM is in him. Arama politicians were scheming. Pablo Escobar, the politicians were involved with him. Nango, Ushi Rupigitel, Uti and Agatas mix a mix, I know, Cat Matal. Ubani umunye umhlambe kade azimix amix asho naye ukuthi uyamazi very well uKate Matlala lama politicians sizwa igebengu wasabona selufu bazifihle nje ngale gipa ze ANC.
You cannot, as a minister or a lawmaker, have association with criminals. You cannot, honestly. Like, what's the point of you being a lawmaker and a police officer and then you've got association with criminals? It shouldn't be like that. And challenge, you cannot behave like you ice cream when you want to be liked by everyone. And the thing which you can, that's not reason enough for you to say, no, we want to know what's happening in the underworld and whatnot by being associates with criminals. It doesn't work that way. It taints your image. It taints your profession. There is no way that people are going to take you serious and believe you don't have your hands dirty. But if you've got your hands dirty, obviously you still want to cover yourself up. You want to live a double life and say, I know I'm just keeping tabs on the criminals. Hey guys, and I'm just wondering, what did the president say when he addressed them? Why are you disbanding the PKTT?
Nsizwe kusho ukuthi igebengu ziphila kamnandi. Kusho ukuthi igebengu ziphila le mpilo efunwa yilama politicians ngoba phela kanje angeke. Angeke bambuze nokuthi uke walala ku penthouse yakhe wathi kayi 2. Uyabona akalala namahloni ukuthi walala ku penthouse esigebengu. Mara ke ngoba sobuso usho ukuthi uyi civilian just like us, so maybe it's fine, mara iyathusa indaba yabo because I understand mina ukuthi bafunani kule gebengu kunokuthi ziboshwe ziloko ziyasupportwa. I understand kwenzakalani eSouth Africa. Man, hayi kunzima. Hayi kunzima, shuthi ampoliticians afuna impila njengegebengu or undercover ayigebengu wona asazi.
Even the way he admitted ukuthi slept there, they ask him, there was an allegation about an apartment. Bengayiqedi, they don't even done the question. Yes, Commissioner, I did.
Twice.
Have you seen Kate Matlala? Even in shackles, that man walks as if he knows he's going to get out. Like, he's unbothered about anything. Shows up in his expensive suits. He knows he's got intel on each and every politician in South Africa. I don't think we are ready for that man to open his mouth. What we're hearing now is just the tip of an iceberg. If that man opens his mouth, I promise you, even the Ramaphosas of this world are going to come down. Mkhwanazi said the country is going to burn. And look at us now. Look at us now. We are burning. Burning and burning. Imagine if Kat started speaking. Undosi said yesterday, Agalalanga ku penthouse yake kayi 1. Twice it happened. Twice. Oh, let me keep quiet.
Shiyake logo. He doesn't have to speak. Yesterday, the judiciary put out a statement.
Yes.
Right? Mm. Talking about they have got imanchi, an entire magistrate that wants to go to the Madlanga Commission and testify. I've never heard of it. Angaze ngizwe judge me lo testify in my life. Ngimdala ngingala. Angaze.
2 Corinthians chapter 6 verse 14. How can the light work with darkness unless they agree? Mkhonazi was right. That they begicela is fooling the country. He knows all these people. There's no way o ka tsamaya le ditsotsi o sa tsebe botsotsi ba bona ha di kopane ntho tsena ha di kopane next that eh batho ska tsala ngi ntateo ntate lo bua monate ka go spila di beans they must investigate him is another drug kingpin.
Oh, I like it for Bekicela. I like it for Bekicela. All I can say is that stipiri dipiri dipiri makunutu sisa zovela I'm a criminal. I'm a police. That's over.
One of the members of parliament asked him, Uti, you know, you knew this man in Jan, and a month and a half later, you were sleeping at his place. And he asked Uti, but he's a stranger. Why would you be comfortable? At that time, this man is a minister. And he said, oh, I take it. So it's just right in front of our eyes. These guys are associated with criminals. And Kanamanje, they're just showing us that they don't even care, in fact, and there's nothing we can do about it.
Ah, just a correction. He wasn't a minister according to his timeline then.
Seize the world. Morning. Hey, Benditi Namchange. Says our Tetangala inquest docket. Ebe mentioned as a Cape Town. But anyway, yes, you can't be a lawmaker and have an association with a criminal. Because Iba Koni conflict of interest. However, he strikes me as someone who builds relationships sometimes to just serve himself, like Afumane, Loma Priti Priti Aka Afumane, whether it's information or freebies or whatever. And then if the time comes for him to act, it's Vele Nakono Zagwenza. Yeah, what? All right.
Morning sees the world. I'm Milangiti. Kulumen ngalenda be affidavit yaka Mchunu ayayenzile ukuthi yena lo Cat Matlala they've never met. He doesn't know Cat Matlala yet. Bekicela said Mchunu has met Cat Matlala. Hayi siyamkhalela Mchunu she. Hayi siyamkhalela. Yazi uBekicela umphike nje. Yazi uma uphike ukumphika.
So I don't know whether Mchunu has met Cat Matlala or not, angazi. But what I do know for a fact, and I've even said it here on the show, was that Senzo Mchunu was the preferred candidate by Cyril to succeed him. And that even the DA liked Mchunu. I said this on the show, I think maybe 2 days after Mkwanazi had the press conference. You go back and you can listen to it.
If you missed it live, catch the podcast on kaya959.co.za.